It's the second warrant withdrawal Wednesday of the month, and hundreds of people are waiting in line outside the municipal courthouse for the chance to clear their record. Victoria Porter is one of them. Her driver's license was suspended after she failed to pay a ticket for her taillight being out. She says the Wednesday initiative is fantastic, and she is glad so many people are taking advantage of it.
I'm proud of this because it shows me that people ain't trying to be out here, you know, being illegal or being criminals or whatever the labels they want to give us. We just want to be right and get on with our lives.
Porter says not having a license has added stress to her everyday life.
It causes me in my own mind to be like nervous, like, oh, they're going to, you know, I'm going to get in trouble because I don't, you know, have my license together. And I'm responsible for that. Like, I know I should have paid my tickets, but I'm building my business. So if I didn't have, you know, the funds for that, this is a good opportunity for me to like come and clear myself up.
Three City of Milwaukee judges gave people a chance to right their wrongs and get their life back on track. The judges say the initial plan was to give people throughout the county a chance to have warrants lifted or turn themselves in for more serious offenses without being arrested. That plan became too complicated, so they decided instead to just lift warrants and end driver's license suspensions in the city. Philip Chavez is one of those judges. He says this effort gives the court a chance to get to know the person behind the warrant or suspension.
And that's been a problem, is that once they receive a citation or a violation, they don't come in. We don't know your situation at that point, obviously. It's just a name in the system. Now, in an event like this, we can get them actually into court. We can see them, discuss their options.
One small payment during this day in court gives people a 90-day extension on all their cases. Molly Collins is the associate director of the ACLU of Wisconsin. She says people need other options in case they still can't pay after the 90 days.
There has to be another way for people to address these issues if they really just don't have the money to pay the tickets. I mean, in the 53206 zip code, the average income is like $21,000. That does not leave a lot of free money around to pay a ticket for driving with a suspended license.
On these Wednesdays, people can accept a 24-month payment plan, elect to perform community service, or enter a drug treatment, mental health, or job search program. Ramon Hall appeared in court to clear up his driving record. He took advantage of the job search option and says it's a good first step, but hopefully in the future more could be done.
I still have to go through to see exactly what I have to do to get the fines paid. They're lifting the warrants, but the fines are still there. So with that being said, you know, maybe if they can reduce fines, maybe cut them in half, maybe, you know, a percentage of it, that'd be even better.
Collins of the ACLU says the impact of these warrants stretches beyond an individual.
People are obviously going to be less likely to call the police if they need help, if they have a warrant, or less likely to report some other sort of crime in their neighborhood if they have a bunch of tickets or an outstanding warrant.
Judge Valerie Hill says she can only hope this has a positive impact on police and community relations.
That's part of the reason we wanted to do it, is because we wanted to take away some of the barriers that are there for employment, some of the reasons that people make bad decisions when it comes to police interaction. So we tried to do our part in lifting some of the barriers for people.
Hill says the effort is unexpectedly bringing in money for the city because most people are choosing to pay. She says based off the success of the more than 7,000 lifted warrants and licenses reinstated over the first three Wednesdays, they hope to do events like this again in the future. Ross Terrell, Wisconsin Public Radio.